Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Okay, welcome, welcome. Hello, everyone.
Thank you. Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Hello, beloved, and welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I'm your host, Kendra Cole, and I'm joined by my co-host, Pastor Paige. Miss Alexandra Cole is out for today because she has some dental work done on her teeth. So she'll be joining you guys next week. Come on in, get comfortable, and get ready for a blessing and some spiritual praying and praise. Thank you for joining us today. So let's get to it. Let's go. My Lord and Savior put this on my heart to pray with you and for the masses. This COVID-19 virus is getting us ready for more to come. He's given us a chance to slow down and get things organized and orderly with the Lord. This prayer is a result of the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, this prayer line has started as a result of the Holy Spirit telling me this virus that this virus is our enemy, and we need to be putting on our spiritual armor and getting ready to get back to Bible, the Word. So let's pray together and say together, amen. In the Word of God, stand on His promises and pray our way through this pandemic as one. Lord Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We come before you, your promises, and ask for forgiveness for anything we have said or done not in your will or your way. We repent and we position ourselves for prayer, breakthroughs, blessings, and healings. We come before your presence with the sweet aroma of prayer and ask that you hear and accept these prayers. Use us a sweet offering before you to heal the land. Amen. Okay, so now if you guys want to go ahead and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And we're going to do verse 13. I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sacrificed this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there particularly. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, thou shalt not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if thou turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for thy name, will I cast out my sight and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. Okay, so next we're going to go to Ephesians 1:16-21.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints,
mm-hmm.
and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Okay, now we're going to go to Ephesians 3:14-21. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with mighty by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Uh-huh.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
And you guys, a couple of another thing that's been happening, like we said, we always want to keep the Bible in one hand and the current events in the other hand. So it just seemed lately, this week, I don't know if you guys have been watching the news or not, a lot of shootings have been taking place. So a lot of shootings, not just in California, but in Texas, that shooting that happened with the NFL player, with shooting the doctor. I'm hearing a lot of people getting shot at this out here in California. It was, I think, one day or four injured. A man went into the office out here and shot up, I think, in Orange, California. Then it was a shooting that happened in Texas. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but the guy went into the office and shot up his employees. He had a dispute with the employees at cabinet company. So it's a lot of shootings, and Joe Biden said that he wanted to, do more strict laws and regulations on guns, guns and stuff, because people are buying, like, ghost guns, and they turn them into regular guns, and then they can't trace them. So it's not legal, but then it is legal. So I think they're trying to crack down on more regulations on guns. But I think it's more than just that, because we are living in the last days. So a lot of people, we're going to be hearing more violence and more violence, So the Bible said, don't get startled when you hear all these things. But it's just kind of mighty funny when they kind of start leveling down the tiers. Like, well, I think in California, we in orange, because now a lot of places are reopening. And now you see all these gun violence that's taking place. So So this week and then last week in Colorado, when that man went in there and shut up the grocery stores, a shooter, yeah, shut up in the grocery store. So just, you know, be careful. We want to keep those people. We want to keep those people in our prayers. We got to be mindful. We got to keep ourselves prayed up. And then we have to watch, too. The Bible teaches to watch and pray. So just, you know, watching your surroundings, making sure that, you know, you get, maybe you don't be out at night. But some of these things have been taking place in the daytime. But, yeah, we just want to make sure that we ask the Lord to watch over us and keep us safe, that he bless us coming in and that he bless us coming out, and that he's always watching our steps and our surroundings. Because you never know what could happen, you know, in an instant. You know, anything can happen. You know, because where God is at, the devil is there too. So when good is there, evil is there. Yeah, that's, you know, because we in the midst of the devil's playground. Because, you know, the devil's got, you know, dominion in the air. So we just want to, I just wanted to put that out there too, because that's happening. That's in the, you know, in the news. And that's just something for us to look out and watch. Okay, so. Oh, okay, and then we have a poem too. Okay. So the poem today is titled The Little House. I was walking through the world one day, not many years ago, that I lacked just what I did not know. But as I walked along the path, which seemed the best to me, ahead, I saw a little house, a tiny house indeed. As I approached this little house, I saw it was undone. It had not finished being built. Some parts were not put on. I wonder at this little house, no larger than one room, and why it had been built at all, to end in such a gloom. And I stood upon the path and wondered more and more. I heard a voice instructing me to open up the door, to go inside, to look around, the wonders to behold, to learn just what it is, this house, to go in and be bold. I went inside and shut the door and knew that I had found the answer to the thing I've lacked. With joy did bound. For the room that I was standing in was larger than the house, and many doors from this room led to others in the house. I tried them all, one at a time, and in each room I saw 100 doors, and in each room I stood in beauty. Odd. But every room was full, complete, with nothing left undone, and perfect peace lit every room, more brilliant than the sun. And though the house, viewed from without, appears so very small and not quite done to others' eyes, to those within it's all. For it was built without the hand. Son of God did say, the mansions in my father's house are many. Praise his name. The many rooms are one, you see, and Christ himself, the house already done and soon to be, when all become his spouse. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm turning it over to Pastor Page. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We just want to thank God for the poem. Amen. That she read, that my father's house has many rooms or many mansions. That it was not so, I would have told you, but he's letting us know he's getting your house ready. Amen. So I just thank God for all of you out there today on this line. Praise God. Amen. You come, you know, we talk about the COVID, and, you know, sometimes we kind of exalt COVID a little bit, but I want to exalt God above the COVID. Amen. Can somebody say amen? That you want to exalt God above this pressure that's going on. God is bigger than the pressure that we're facing. But it looked like they're exalting the, what do you call it? They're exalting the vaccine. They put the vaccine higher than God. Amen. We got to stop putting the vaccine higher than God. I believe that our God is able to keep us. I believe God is able to save us. And amen. And so let's put most of our attention on God, because that's the only thing I know that is able to keep us. I mean, the vaccine is working for some people and some people it's not. Amen. Some people dying from it. And maybe it's helping others, maybe it's saving others, but everybody, even the saints, got all of their trust in the vaccine. And they talk about the vaccine more than they talk about God got me covered. Amen. We got to learn how to say God got me covered. Amen. The vaccine don't take fear out of my life. Amen.
Amen.
But the Spirit of God can take the fear out of my life. I want to do something that's going to take the fear out of my life. And God is the only thing that can take fear out of your life, because he didn't give you the spirit of fear, but he gave you a power and a love and to have a stable mind. That's the thing about having a stable mind in this time and in what's going on in the world today. Our mind got to be stable. We can't be moving back and forth and moving on and moving out and all upset, and, you know. We can't do that. We got to have a stable mind, because the only way you're going to live without fear, you're going to have to know God is able. I don't know how many of you, but how many of you believe that God is able tonight? Amen? God is able today. And the reason she started this line, Sister Alexander started this line, because the COVID started lifting up his head above God. And so she wanted to come in and step in and say, oh, no, COVID is not going to be above God. Amen. God going to be above this COVID. So we come to pray and we come to seek God, because God is able to deliver us. God is able to save us. And when she read that scripture in the beginning there, 2 Chronicles 7, you know, the answer to our problem is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people that are called by my name. Because he said, if I sin pestilence, you know, he didn't say that it was going, he said, if I sin pestilence, or if I sin famine on the land because of your wickedness, because of your evil doing, if I send it, and we have to recognize that the sending of the plague and the sending of the pestilence and the sending of famine, the reason those things come is because of sin. You know, I know we might say, but the thing about it, we got today, we got a sin problem. Hallelujah. Come on. The world has a sin problem. And I can hear Biden, and I can hear everybody else talk about everything else that is a fix. But I don't hear too many people talking about God is a fix to this thing. You see, God is a fix to this thing. Amen. Because if God sent it, he's the only one that can take it away. If God sent it, amen, it's not going to move until God said it's enough. And no matter what we do, until God said it's enough, that's when it's going to be enough. And so it's left up to the saints of God to begin to seek God, begin to pray, and ask God to forgive us and cry in mercy and say, Lord, forgive us. We acknowledge that our nation has done wrong and we've done wrong too, Lord. Acknowledge, oh, Lord, our prayers. And, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. Look at the blood of Jesus and forgive us for all of this unrighteousness we've done, Lord, and have mercy on us. That's what we're supposed to be crying and asking God for mercy, because God is a God of mercy. He's a God of truth, and because he is a God of mercy and a God of truth, we got to be seeking the God of mercy and truth, and God will honor his word. If he said, if we would pray, if we would seek his faith, if we would turn from our wicked way, he said, then shall I hear.
Yes.
A lot of us want it to happen before the then come. You see, God has a then in this thing. Then. At that moment, at that time, this is when I'm going to remove these things from you. Then, at that time, at that moment, when you pray, when you start praying, when you start repenting, when you start seeking my faith, when you start turning away from your wicked ways, amen, when you start getting the world to turn them around and get them to acknowledge them, when they get to acknowledge them, then is what God said. Then. See, we always want to make things better, but we don't like the then. We always want things to change, but there's no then. But when you put the then in place, then God said, I'll make things better. I'll change things for you. I'll change this world. I'll change this nation. But I'm not going to change it. And I'm not going to do it because you haven't done the then.
Yes.
You see, this is what the word of God is saying to us. If when we look in Galatians chapter 6, be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. So the reason he said you're going to reap if you faint not, if you don't quit, then you will reap the benefits of your prayers. You will reap the benefits of your repentance. You will reap the benefits of whatever it is you do. If you don't grow weary or get tired in doing it, because he that shall come will come and shall not tarry, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. He will come. But if there's no
line muted,
then we can't be expecting much. You know, when we do the will of God, we can expect something out of it. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, until you do something, you can't expect nothing. Until you ask God for something, you're not really expecting anything.
Uh-huh.
Until you believe God for something, you're not really expecting anything.
Come on.
Until you take action on the word of God, you're not really expecting anything. But when you take action on the word of God, because we say faith without works is dead, when we take action on the word of God, then.
Then.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to talk about the then. That's when it's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
That's when things are going to change.
Yeah.
Then. Whenever we do it, when we do it, what God say do.
Uh-huh.
When we follow his will and do his will, then God said, then will I answer. When you pray, then will I answer. Amen. When you ask, then will I give it. When you seek, then you will find it. Amen. When you knock, then the door will be open. But if you are not knocking, you are not seeking, you are not asking, you are not expecting anything. So if we're going to have some expectation and put our life in expectation and put our nation in expectation, then. Are y'all with me today? Are you with me today? Amen. Turn to the book of Psalms, amen. We're just going to throw out a few scriptures at it, but I'm talking about then, you know. Amen. Our eyes of understanding can be in
line unmuted.
Understanding going to be in light. When you pray, when, then, after you've done it, after you've done the will of God, you receive the promise, then.
Then.
See, everybody in the world wants to, everybody in the world wants things to change, but there's no then. There's no then. Everybody wants things to be better, but there's no then. Everybody wanted to change, but there's no then. There's no prayer. There's no asking. There's no seeking. There's no repentance. But we're not doing anything but ready to get back to doing all the things we used to do, and then we didn't used to pray. So if we're going back to the things we used to do, the reason the thing came in the first place is because you wasn't doing something in the first place.
Woo!
So God said, I want things to change. You think I'm playing. You just think I'm playing. That's all. You think I'm playing. You're trying to put the vaccination in my place. You're trying to put the vaccine in my place. Amen. God said, nothing can take the place of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Let's see, Psalms, I guess chapter 3 will be all right. I mean,
line muted.
Psalm 3. Psalm 3, amen. Hallelujah. See, this is what the world say about God. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God.
Mm-hmm.
Consider that. You see, we've exalted everything else above God, and now we're saying there's no help in God.
Come on.
I said there's help in the Lord, amen.
Yes.
I said God is my helper, amen.
Yes.
God is my salvation, amen.
Yes.
Amen. I will not fear what man can do unto me, because God is my salvation. So when I exalt God above my problems, amen, the atmosphere change. What am I saying there? When you start praising God above your situation, the atmosphere will change. Come on, amen. See, you got to thank God for something, amen. Lord, I thank you for the victory that I have in this thing, amen. I thank you, Lord, that I'm an overcomer of this thing, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I triumph. I always triumph in Christ Jesus. I always have good success in God. I always accomplish what I need to accomplish in God because all things is in God, so there is help in the Lord. The world might tell you there's no help, and they mock him. But, amen, God's going to have the last laugh, amen. I praise God. He's going to have the last laugh, amen. And every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that he's Lord to the glory of God. I tell you, the devil's going to bow, and everybody that is his friends and his cousins and his sisters and brother, they're going to bow along with the devil, amen, because there's nobody higher than greater than God, and we got to acknowledge God that God is my salvation. And when I say God is my salvation, that means he's the one that delivered me. He's the one that saved me. He's the one that keeps me. He's the one that provides for me. He's my everything. That is why he can say, I am. The psalmist goes say, but thou, O Lord, are a shield to me. Oh, praise God. You know, if God going to be a shield to you, amen. You know, back in the day when they shoot some arrows and they threw some swing the sword, and if they had a spear, you know, they always would lift up that shield to try to block the things of the enemy. And you see, if God's going to be a shield to you, everything that the devil is throwing up you, God got a shield over you, honey. And I'm telling you, God will be your protector. Amen. He'll save you when nobody else can save you. He'll do for you when nothing else can do for you. You got to let God be your shield. And when you ask him to be your shield, he'll be a shield to you, protect you from all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Everything that the devil throws at you, God will be your shield if you would allow him to be your shield. What do I mean? What do I mean by God being your shield? The word of God is that which protects you. If you obey the word of God, then that word will protect you. If you obey the word of God, then a lot of things that you get into, you would never get in those things if you were following the word. See, we get in trouble when we start disobeying the word. And when we disobey, we open the door so that the enemy can come in, amen. But as long as you keep your shield up, amen, as long as you keep some prayer in your life, as long as you keep some word in your life, amen, as long as you keep God in your life, then God will be a shield against the enemy.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, if your mind, you know, sometimes your mind go whack. I mean, the word will bring it right back in order. It'll bring it right back in order, amen. When you get out of whack, you hear the word brings it right back in line. You see, the word is what's keeping you. When we talk about the word is what we call a sustainer.
Uh-huh.
The word is a sustainer.
Yeah.
It sustains you. In other words, the word holds things in place. Hallelujah. Hello, it holds it in place, amen. When your mind try to get out of order, the word will bring it back in. It'll hold it in place, amen. When the devil try to turn you around and get you in fear, the word will bring it back in order, amen, because the word stands up against the words of the devil, amen. And so that's why we got to get on the word, because when God comes and when the Holy Ghost works, the Holy Ghost only works with the word. Do you realize the Holy Ghost don't work by itself? The Holy Ghost had worked. The Holy Ghost works with the word. When the Bible said, let us make man in our own image, amen, we'll be made in the image of the word, and we'll be made in the image of the spirit. So it's the spirit and word that agree, and it's the spirit of the word that is working in you, because the spirit can't work where there's no word. So if we're going to be made in the image of God, Jesus was made in the image of the word. And it was the spirit in the inside of him that carried out the word. So now God put the word in you and he put the Holy Ghost in you. And the word and the Holy Ghost is working together to make you into the image of God. I'm trying to tell you today, the Holy Ghost and the word will stand up against all the wiles of the enemy, no matter what it is.
That's right.
But you are still, you, Lord, you're the one lift up my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. It said that God answers prayer.
He can't hear me, y'all.
If you've been praying, he answers.
Mm-hmm.
I cried. Right. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me out of his holy hills. If there's no cry, how can there be an answer if there's no cry?
Come on now.
How can you get an answer for something you didn't ask for? I know he's able to do abundant above all we can ask or think, amen. But you at least got to have the mind. You got to have some type of mind of Christ so that he can answer you. So if we begin to cry to the Lord, and this man cried, this man prayed, this man cried, and this man got an answer. So God said, if I did it for one, I do it for you, amen. Hallelujah. Because God has no respect to a person. What he has done for one, he'll do for all, and he will save all them that call upon him. There's no difference. For God so loved the world.
What?
He does it because he loves us, not because we're so nice. He loved us before you got saved.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You better be glad. You better be glad he loved you before you got saved, because you was the devil. Amen. And you ran around with his cousins and his aunties and uncles and everything else. You know you was the devil. Amen. Praise God. But even when you was the devil, he still was loving you. He still was caring about you. Amen. You almost got hit by the car, but he kept you, amen. Praise God. You almost overdosed one time, but he kept you, amen. Praise God. You almost got killed one time, too, but he kept you, amen. He caused the bullet to go somewhere else, amen. And some of us got shot, but we didn't get shot in the wrong, we didn't get hit in the right place. We got hit in the place that we survived. You see, he kept you. See, it could have went the other way, amen. Yeah,
amen.
The bullet was an inch from your heart, and if it had been another inch closer, you would have died, but he kept you. See, we don't recognize all of that God was looking over you even before you ever thought about him. So if God loved you when you didn't care about him, how much so now that you've given your soul to God now? How much more does he care about you? You see, this is what it's supposed to be about. We're seeking protection under God's hand because of the COVID. Woe unto them that go down into Egypt. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1, 2, 3. Or Isaiah 31, if you want to read in there. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. They want to cover themselves with the covering, but not by my spirit. And so God said they run into the world to try to find some help, and they're not turning to me.
Uh-huh.
All of us want help, but are we turning to God to seek God's help today? Because this is what it's supposed to be about, that we turn into God to be our source and realize we don't have no source but God now, because there's nothing really truly can help us but God. And see, God likes to bring man to a place where he don't have too many options. And right now, we don't have too many options. See, the world is at a place they don't have too many options. You're either going to look to Biden to help you, and you're going to look to the government to help you, or we're going to look to God to help us. Which? When you going to make your mind up that God going to be your source? We're not trying to say you can't go no. We're not trying to say you can't do nothing else. But you got to have your mind that God being your main source of help. Amen.
Amen.
And because you know God loved you before you became a child of God. Well, the Bible says, what does it say? What can separate us from the love of God? You know, even when God divorced Israel, he still was a husband to him. In other words, he still took care of them. He still watched over them. He still wouldn't allow nobody to beat them and mistreat them.
Mm-hmm.
He still watched over them. Even when he divorced them, he still remained a husband to them. And so even with us, God still remains a God to us no matter what. He still remains there. And all he's asking us to do is repent and turn away from our wicked ways. Amen. See, a lot of times we like to repent, but we don't like to give nothing back after we repent. I was thinking about the Bible. In the Bible, a man named Zacchaeus, he got up in a tree trying to see Jesus. And after Jesus got through ministering, Jesus came and saw him up the tree and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. You're too high. You need to come down. In other words, Zacchaeus had to humble himself. He might have been somebody in the world, but he had to humble himself before Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm going to your house today. But in Zacchaeus repenting, he said, Lord, if I've taken anything from anybody unrighteously, I'll restore it fourfold. See, he was ready to make restitution for some of his wrongdoing, amen, to let Jesus know, I have truly repented. Those are fruit meat for repentance.
Yes.
And if you have repented, amen, there need to be some fruits of your repentance to say, I don't do that no more. I'm not going to do that anymore, amen. I'm going to watch my tongue from now on. Amen. I know my tongue used to be a little rough. But I'm going to watch my tongue. I'm not going to let the – I have a sound mind. Amen. I'm not going to let nobody rough me up to get me hot enough to say something against God. Amen. I repent of that. I repent of this anger that I got going on the inside of me. Yeah, I can get hot pretty soon, pretty quick every now and then. But God told me I need to have self-control. So where's the self-control in all of this? Amen. You know, we got a lot of saints, you know. They preach and everything, but they don't have no self-control. They'll go off in a minute. They'll cuss you in a minute. Just push them in the corner. Push a saint up in the corner. And them words start coming out, blankety-blank words coming out. Amen. Because they don't have no self-control. See, God said, now, in repentance, you need to gain your self-control, honey. Amen. Gain your self-control. Amen. When you repent, amen. I'm there to help you. I'm there to help you now. God can help you overcome anything. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I like what he said on down in the fourth chapter. Amen. He said, I lay down and slept. I woke up. And the Lord sustained me. In other words, Lord, heal me. He held me in place. He hold you in place. Amen. The word sustain, that's what the word is, a sustainer. Amen. Everything is held together by the word of God and his power. Amen. The moon is in place because of the word and the sun in place. And the whole universe is held together by word. All that is hanging out there on the word. Nothing else but a word. And if God can keep the whole world in contact by the word, how much so can he keep you together with a word? Hallelujah. Oh. And then he cried out. He said, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid because greater is what is in me than he is in the world. I mean, the Holy Spirit is greater in me. Amen. I believe that there's more be with me than with them, amen. If the devil caused a third of the angels to fall, there's two-thirds of them on my side, so there's still more with me than it is with them, amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And then if you be against me, and God is for me, then God by himself is more than the whole world that is against me. So I got to rely on God to keep me and bring me through this thing. I don't care how many surround me. God is my stay. He's my protector. And I'm going to say all the days of my life, God will protect me. Not only that he will, he's able and he's willing to do it. And so when we come today, are we going to ask ourselves, am I going to lean on the Lord or am I going to lean on the world? Who are you leaning on today? Who are you trusting in today? Amen. We got to be trusted in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because salvation belongs to the Lord. See, it is God that has salvation. Salvation means that he's there to save. He's there to deliver. He's there to keep. He's there to turn around. He's there to uplift. Whatever it is, that's what salvation means, deliverance, to be set free. Nothing held against me. I got salvation now. I'm free. The devil can't do nothing to me because I'm free. He can't lock me up no more because, I have power over the devil. And I like this part before I quit here.
Come on.
Psalm chapter 4, verse 11. Notice what God says here, because we're supposed to be doing this to trust in God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but let all those that trust in the Lord, in thee, rejoice. See, we don't have time to be sad. We should be, because we trust in God, we ought to be rejoicing. Because when we see all of these evil things come to pass, the Bible tells Jesus, tell us, look up for your redemption, draw nigh. They're letting us know something good is getting ready to happen to you. All the stuff you see now, saints should be rejoicing because they know something good is getting ready to happen to you. Amen. Because there's always clear shining after the rain. Hallelujah. Amen. So let all those that trust in thee, let them ever shout for joy. And we've been talking about that this week. Let us barak God. Let us barak God. To barak means to shout with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Barak don't mean to sing. Barak means to shout with a loud voice. Amen. You see, if you believe you got the victory, you need to shout right now. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe you got the victory, hallelujah. You're going to shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're going to
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Line unmuted.
Watch how you change your atmosphere when you begin to barak God. You see, this is how we get victory, because to barak God, amen, means that is a weapon against the enemy.
Yes.
Hello?
Line muted.
Hallelujah. Yes, we need to barak God. Barak God. Come on. Come on, do it again. Come on. Let us shout. They said, let all go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you,
Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And they got a word called yada. They got a word called yada. Hallelujah. When you got yada means to throw rocks at the devil. Come on, somebody. Come on, just make a loud noise. You're yada unto God. Amen. Throw some rocks at the devil. Hallelujah. We're going to laugh at the devil. Amen. Come on, that changes. That changes the way you think. Amen. See, that is your weapon of your warfare when you just shout sometimes. You know, when the devil come your way, just start shouting sometimes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
See, when the devil is picking on you, the best thing to do is shout in his face.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Shout in his face. Yeah. He won't know what to do.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, when somebody is talking about you, amen, and you know they're talking about you, go give them a big hug and just shout in their face. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, you a
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because, you know, if the devil is bothering you and you start shouting every time he bothers you, don't you know he's going to leave you alone? He don't want you praising God. So he had to leave you alone. He said, boy, you know, every time I go over to her house and mess with her, she starts shouting. I'm going to have to leave her alone. She praising God. Every time I mess with her, she praising God. And I don't want to do nothing for her to praise God. Come on, somebody just shout at the devil right now. Hallelujah.
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 Glory
to God.
The Bible says, thank God for the victory, didn't it?
Oh,
you're thanking God for the victory. Hallelujah. You thank God that you triumph. To triumph means that what? Thank God that I have success. I triumph. I have success in Jesus. I overcome in Jesus. So I'm going to praise God, because he said if I would do this, he would open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing that I won't be able to contain. But if I don't never shout, if I don't never praise God in the midst of my trouble, how can God do what he said he was going to do except you do what he told you to do?
Amen.
That's right.
What does he say? I'm going to shout, didn't he? But let all those that have their trust in God, let them shout.
Line unmuted.
Let them trust God. Because he defended, though it's a, because he defends them.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. If you begin to praise God and shout over the midst of your circumstance, God will defend you. Hallelujah. All I got to do is open my mouth. You know, we talk about the power of God now. Death and life is in the power of the what?
Tongue.
Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So God said, I can use my tongue and berate him. He'll defend me. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Something. We have things so simple but yet so hard. We have things that's made so simple, and yet they so hard.
So hard.
What do I mean by it? So simple and so hard. It's so simple to shout and give praise to God and make a joyful noise and lift up your voice and lift up your hand. It's so simple to do that, but yet when I face my enemy, it seems so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even like right now, you know how people say, well, it don't take all that, Paige, you know, all that noise. It don't take all of that to be saved. But everywhere the presence of God was, that always was a noise.
Come on now.
Huh? Why was that? Why was it wasn't dead? Because, you see, God is alive. The Bible said the word is quick and sharp. Down to two, it's quick. In other words, it has life in it. The word is life. It's quick, amen. It makes alive, amen. And so it's something that's alive don't keep silent. Only dead things don't talk.
Amen.
Only dead things keep silent. Everything that's alive makes some kind of noise.
Amen.
I mean, you can have a $425,000 Rolls Royce. And it might ride quiet, but you still gonna hear the engine running.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. You get what I'm trying to say, amen.
Yeah.
Everything that's alive and moving gonna make some noise. And if the saints of God, you are alive in the Holy Ghost, you gonna make some noise, amen. And every time God says shout, you're going to shout. Every time God said praise, you're going to praise. And every time he said lift your voice up, you're going to do it because you're going to let the devil know, hey, I'm alive and the presence of God is in me.
That's right.
The presence of God is in me. Hallelujah. You know, when Israel was getting ready to do a battle and the Ark of the Covenant came into the camp, when the Ark of the Covenant came into the camp, the people shouted when the Ark came in. I think that's 1 Samuel 6:4, somewhere in there. Hallelujah. The Ark of the Covenant came in, and the people began to shout. And the devil, the Philistine, heard them shouting, and somebody said, what meaneth all this noise in the Hebrew camp? And then the devil said, woe is me. Woe is me. The devil told us that, woe is me. Who going to save us from all these gods that's coming against us? The enemy got afraid because they was making a shout in the midst of the camp. I want to tell you, if you begin to shout right now, you'll make the devil afraid in your camp. Let me hear you give God some praise.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to give God
thank
some praise.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know you
thank
got the victory.
Hallelujah.
See, when you know you got the victory, you can shout when you know you got it.
Amen.
If you're thinking, if you're supposing that you got it, I understand. I understand. If you just suppose you got it, I understand. Amen. If you're not for sure that you got it, I understand. Yeah, I do understand. Amen. This is why Romans chapter 10 said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, you're going to be saved.
Line muted.
Believe in the resurrection and that he got up by him getting up. That was your victory too when he got up. Amen. That was your victory too. And if you believe that he got up, that means he knows you got the victory now. It shouldn't even be in question now that you got the victory, because you know he got up, amen. And the reason you know he got up, because he gave you the Holy Ghost as a witness that he got up on that day, amen. You got the witness right on the inside of you that the presence of God is in you right now. See, and that's how you know you got the victory, because the Holy Ghost is in you. And so you can shout. Anytime the devil tell you it's not going to be, you can say it is. Sometimes you just got to get in an argument with the devil.
Amen.
Every time the devil said it ain't, you got to say it am.
Yes, it is.
Every time the devil said can't, you got to say it am. And every time you got to get an argument with it and say am, because God says am. Amen. God says I am.
Amen. I am.
And I am what God says that I am. Amen. I can be what God says I can be. I can accomplish what God said I can accomplish. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can go where God said I can go. I can obtain anything God said I can obtain, because am said it.
Amen. Amen.
Let me get through, y'all. Praise God. I'm getting to talk too much. Amen.
Amen.
Let all those that trust in thee rejoice. Let all that trust.
Line unmuted.
Let them ever shout. Let them keep on shouting now. You're shouting for joy. Amen. Because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Come on, say I got favor.
I got favor.
I got favor.
I've been blessed with favor. I've been blessed with favor today. Amen.
I've been blessed with favor. I got favor.
I got favor on my job. Amen. I'm going to get a raise. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
I got favor in my life. I got favor on my finances. I got favor on my health.
Yeah,
I got favor.
Hallelujah. I got favor. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I got favor in this sickness. Amen. God going to deliver me. Because what?
I got favor.
How do I know he favors me? Because he gave me his spirit.
Amen.
I got favor. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen.
I got favor.
I got favor over this virus.
I got favor in my finances. Hallelujah. I'm going to find me a husband because I got favor.
I got favor with
Jesus had favor with man and God, and he gave you that same favor, amen, that you have favor with man and God. And so you got to walk, when you walk into a place now and you want something, walk in there like you got favor.
That's right.
Come away, man. When you go in there for
a new location, a new place, I got favor over a new location, a new start, and a new house.
Yeah, I'm doing this new business here. When I walk in, I got favor. I'm going to get the contract. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why I'm going to get the contract? Because I got favor.
Line muted.
That's the way we got to start thinking. You go at the apartment, I know I don't have good credit. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. The credit ain't where it ought to be. But I got some favor, though.
But I got favor. Amen.
Come on, somebody. Praise God. Isn't that a reason to praise God right there?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I got favor. Amen. The brother out there in California, out there in Las Vegas, come on, when you walk in the casino, if you walk into the restaurant, you got to walk in there and say, I got some favor.
Amen.
So what does that mean? I'm going to get this job. Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm gonna get a good, and I'm gonna get a good salary doing it because I got favor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I got favor. That's right. I walked in there.
Come on,
I got favor. Pray me more. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, I got favor.
That's right. I got favor.
Like that. I got favor.
Only in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God favors me. God favors me. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm gonna get the kingdom because I got favor. Amen. Amen. My records, but my albums, I ain't no albums no more. What I'm talking about? Ain't no CDs no more either, is it?
Great
God. But whatever it is that sells the music, I got favor.
I got favor.
Line unmuted.
Don't be like that. Don't be like that, brother. Yeah, Brother Darrow told me, I told Brother Darrow, I said, brother, you got to stop looking at no.
Line muted.
Looking at them naked women in that book. And Brother Darrow started laughing. He said, Brother Page, I think you the you. I can tell how old you are. He said, we don't look at the books no more. We just go get on YouTube somewhere and see everything we want.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So I was a little behind on that. Y'all could tell I was behind. You know, I wasn't keeping up with time. But the thing that I know is that I got favor. Come on now.
Amen.
I got favor.
Father God, we thank you for favor today upon your people, Lord, and all those on the line today. I speak favor over their life. May all their needs be met because of the favor you have shed abroad upon them, Lord. May there be deliverance in their life because of the favor, Lord, of the spirit you have favored them with, Lord. And I want to thank you for the favor, Lord, upon your people, Lord. And all those that have need, Lord, I declare favor over their life that their needs be met, Lord. I declare favor, Lord, to the ones in the streets, Lord, that need help right now, the homeless, Lord. I declare favor that a door will be open, Lord, that they have somewhere to stay. I declare favor, Lord, to those that are hungry, Lord, that a soup kitchen or a food will be given to them, Lord. And all of their needs will be met according to your rich and glory. I declare favor, Lord. I declare favor over the saints, Lord, that the pressing and touch them not. And I give you praise, Lord, for the pressing and touching them not. And all honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Just ask for a testimony prayer request right now before I turn it back into the hand of sister.
Amen. Praise God. This is Elder Prevost on the line.
Testimony prayer request. Amen. Anybody got a testimony? I know some of you got some favor this week. Amen. Something good happened to you. So I want to hear about it. I want to hear about it.
Line unmuted.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. This is Elder Prevost. Praise God. I have a testimony. Hallelujah. I just want to testify. Some of y'all know I was going through some things with the job I was at. They fired me and because I wanted to get paid for my overtime. I made a complaint about it, and they fired me about it. But God is good. But my testimony is, praise God, since they fired me, they had to pay me unemployment. I got unemployment for at least another 3 or 4 months. And I'm getting more on unemployment than I was when I was working there. And and praise God, I just got a call from the Department of Labor the other day, and they have assigned a caseworker to the case, and they're doing a full investigation. I kept all my paperwork. I'm one of those guys. I kept all my paperwork.
Right.
They're doing a full investigation. So, and he told me in the end, he said, "I'm gonna do something for you," and you know what that means. So I'm just waiting for the end to come. Praise God, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Like you were saying, Bishop Page, you say the then. I'm waiting for the then. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's, my
that's a lawsuit. That's a lawsuit. Glory to God. That's an open and shut lawsuit, case history on it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes. What the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around for good.
Lord, Brother Darrell's all happier than me.
I'm happy for you. Glory to God. That's the law that I learned.
Yeah. Anybody else, amen. That's showing you God is able.
Okay, this is Sister Kendra. So I got some things that was coming out. The Lord has blessed me and it's coming back in. And I got a check 2 weeks ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for that.
Amen. Thank God.
Yeah. And I want to bless everyone on this line, my cousins, and everybody that my cousin Frances, she's on there. She's calling in from STL. So I want to thank her. She came out like 2 weeks ago. She came out and visited us from STL. So I want to thank her for being on the line. And I want to bless her, send blessings on her way, her and her children and her sister and her sister Shafan and their children. Yeah, they came out and visited. So that was a delight. That was a treat. And I was happy to see them because I hadn't seen them for a long time. So I thank God for that. So we had a good time. They enjoyed themselves. So I thank God for that. And like I said, I got a check like last week. So I thank God for that because he's getting me through this pandemic, you know, financially, spiritually, lovingly. He's growing me. Like I told you guys before the pandemic, I mean, I always prayed. But since the pandemic, I've been praying more and more, you know, I think in my adult life. So I thank God for that. So I thank God for that because I think that's something that I needed personally, not just me, but other people around the globe.
Amen.
So I thank God for that.
Well, praise God for that. He's able. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else? Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all, now. You got something to say.
God is good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. James, what's going on, Mr. James?
Yeah, Pastor, I'm just holding on, waiting for my change to come.
All right.
That's all. I just thank God just being able to be still amongst the living, you know, waking up this morning.
Amen.
I went yesterday and got my, I had to get my, I got my first shot for the Corolla.
Hey, man.
So my arm's a little sore with that. Now, you know, like Sister Alexander said, you can't do nothing without, if you don't get them shots, they ain't going to allow you on no flight. They ain't going to allow you to go to work. They ain't going to allow you to do much of nothing.
It's coming.
Yeah, and I just thank God that, you know, I went and did it. My arm's a little sore today. I got it done yesterday, but it's sore, but, you know, it's all right. I got to go another 3 weeks and I'll get my second one.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so
we just move your life in Jesus' name right now. Amen. For things to turn around in Vegas, for things to change. Lord, I declare favor over Brother James' life right now in the name of Jesus. We just speak favor, Lord. And, Lord, because you favor him, Lord, you're going to turn things around. Everything going to work together for it good. And, Lord, I thank you for working things out in his life and give praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anyone else?
Amen.
Anyone else? Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. That
Amen.
I got
Amen.
My COVID shot when I went to the VA. And they said, no matter what you come in for, go up to the third floor, wait in line. Takes about a half hour. I got my first shot. I go back to 13th, get the second one. And my faith ain't in the COVID shot, but I just feel as though if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have the COVID shot available.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because it's God that gives the knowledge. The doctors and the scientists, many of them turn to the Lord because they know if it wasn't for the Lord, that they wouldn't be doctors. So I give God glory in everything. So it's not when I go to the doctor, it's not the man I'm looking for. It's not the doctor. He's not healing me.
Right.
God gave him the knowledge to heal me. And I thank the Lord for that. You know what I'm saying? I thank the Lord that he's brought me through some very difficult times. You understand what I'm saying? When I could walk around now with enough money to get me hurt seriously in my wallet just because I'm used to walking around with nothing in my wallet. And I remember the days. I can't get the days out of my mind when I used to make sure the house had everything and went to work and was praying that I got a tip on the job so I could have lunch. You understand what I'm saying? So God has brought
Come
me
on,
a mighty
now,
long way. He gave me a job and feels where I really shouldn't have been able to work. You understand what I'm saying? But God opened the doors, and it's God who led me to say, okay, you have bad times. They want to confront you with this, but just be straight. Just be straight. Tell them this is what it is and trust in the Lord. And because he taught me how to just be honest and bold and straightforward, you know, My employers and everything has always found favor in me, as they could trust me. Because even if I goof up, like a couple of years ago, I ran over this thing in a parking lot of a Home Depot, ran over one of their cars, where a lot of drivers would have tried to get away. No, I'm not going to risk company liability. Called the boss, called the loss prevention. I ran over a car. I didn't hit a car. But it's like a cart that the Home Depot put out in the lot. Okay, so I had to make a report. They appreciate that more. So when I got it, when they said one of our trucks did hit a car and I was in the area, and I told my boss, no, that was not me. He didn't even question it. He said, okay, that's the end of that. And it turned out the car did get hit, but not even by my not even by one of our trucks. It was another company's truck. See, but that's the favor that God gives you, that you're not questioned, because they know that this one's going to tell me the truth. If he did something, he's going to tell me. If he didn't do something, he's going to tell me. Trust
integrity.
What he tells me. And that's God that gives me that. You know, that's God that guided me to that way. And so now, where I didn't understand it, now I understand that being bold-faced, sort of, I don't know how to really say it, but the truth is what it is, you know, and trusting in the Lord to carry you through. God, glory, God, thank you. He carries me through by trusting
Amen.
In him, and let the truth be what it is.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank God for favor. Amen. We don't come against nothing, amen. I think that was Jeremiah chapter 30 talk about, is that in the bomb in Gilead? Is that bomb in Gilead? I mean, is that medicine in Gilead, amen? So we're not against medicine, amen. Praise God. Because medicine is in the Bible. And so thank God that medicine is in the Bible. I think Jeremiah 15 talk about, they give them some balm that they can be healed. So we're not against medicine, but we're just going to have our faith and our trust in God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else before we go? This sound like a happy line today. Amen. Y'all sound happy today.
Amen. Come on. Amen. Well, Pastor, I just want to say, I feel right now I got y'all broadcasting on Blog Talk, and you know we all over the world. So I just want to give a shout out. You know, let's keep BMX family in our prayers. I know he's not what we consider to be saved. I know, you know, he's not what we consider to be saved, but he's a child of God. Amen. And he had a big impact, believe it or not, in the Christian community. And I was listening to you earlier talking, Pastor, on the other line, and you're absolutely right. Rappers are dying, entertainers are dying left and right, but rappers are dying, and you know, those are our people, our cousins. They dying left and right. And when I think about it and I look back, I wanted to be one of them. It could have been me. I could have been shot down, OD'd, or I could be caught up in a T.I. scandal right now. But I thank God that he kept me out of that. See, I used to look at it like I didn't get my opportunity. The door didn't open up for me. But sometimes God got to leave them doors closed. You hear the stories about what they say they doing in Hollywood. And I don't care how manly I am, you don't know what kind of story you would have heard about me on YouTube. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I just thank God. Because they say money is the root of all evil. And the stuff I done heard, and keep in mind, I knew a few of these guys. A few of these guys done blew up and they done made a lot of money. They done told me some stories that I was like, what? That's for real? You had to do that? So I was like, oh, well, I'm glad I'm not a millionaire like you right now. Praise God. And that's my testimony.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Amen. That's a good one.
Amen.
Amen. That God kept you from something. You thought God was holding you up, but God was protecting you when he didn't allow you to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes God allows something to come to fruition because he's trying to protect you from something. So amen. Praise you. Anyone else? Amen. All right, sister, got anything to say at the end? Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for coming on the line. We are here to worship with you and praise with you. We thank everyone for coming on Start of the Earth. And your host, Alexandra Cole, will be back next week. So we thank everyone for coming. And we hope to see you guys next week. Did you guys join us next Friday?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, and I'm just going to say this.
Give the Lord another hand praise for the night. Give the Lord another hand praise. We're going to give a...
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say something right quick. I just wanted to... Lord, I want every... I always say this. Me and my mom, we say this personally. We always say, we are blessed coming in and blessed coming out. And Lord, we ask that you watch over us, keep us safe, keep us covered in the blood of Jesus. Keep a head of protection around us as we go to and from through our day. So I ask that you watch over everyone that is on this prayer line, that you watch over them and keep them safe, that they're blessed coming in, blessed coming out. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I speak blessings, prosperity, love, and protection and healing over them in their life, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank God. We'll dismiss y'all. Amen. Praise God for a salutation. We'll see y'all next week. Don't forget about Friday. Invite somebody. Don't forget about Sunday at 11 o'clock. We'll be on the same number, same line. Don't forget about Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the same number, same line. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Amen. Amen. And so we'll God bless y'all and God keep y'all. And may God ever be with y'all. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed. Amen.
Amen.
You guys have a nice weekend.
And you too.
You too. You too.
Bless God. For all our Blog Talk listeners, we're going to leave this DMX prayer. Praise God.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray and ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. And I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two. Amen. What good is it for a man to gain the world, yet lose his own soul in the process?
But
need your help. So once again, I'm having difficulty saving myself, behaving myself. You told me what to do, and I do it. But every now and then, it gets a little harder to go through it. Losing friends, day by day. I'm in so much pain when I'm here, Lord. Please take me away. I put you here to do a job, and your work ain't done. To live is to suffer, but you're still my son. And there will be a time when you shine as bright as the stars. But there won't be a his or hers, just ours. Then you see what I've been trying to show you all these years. Do the right thing, and after the tears, come the cheers. I will, my Lord, with my heart and my soul. That's gonna be how I roll, from now until I'm old. Lead and I'll follow, you take away the sorrow. I'ma sleep on what you said and holler back tomorrow. Tomorrow. That for what you've given me, I'm thankful, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I'm grateful. You gave us power in our words, so I think before I speak, and that way when I speak, they know I'm here to teach. Can't tell them nothing wrong, cause I love them too much. I reach a lot of people, and Lord, I'm loving the touch. But deep inside, I got something that's working against. Everything I know is right, what I know makes sense. That's when you must fight harder than you've ever fought before. Cause what you got going on inside you is a war between good and evil. Be careful of those who wanna be you. They smile, but are not really happy when they see you. Be careful of the ones that always wanna get you high. Cause when the time comes, that one will let you die. Listen to me, I'm here, but I can only help you if you want me to help. What do you want for yourself?
I know you never seen him, but don't fight with him.
Don't judge my behavior, but instead, take what's in my heart and put it in my head. See, I guess I really never knew how proud I made you. My life is yours, my soul I gave you. I don't know if I'll do good enough.
He's by your side.
And we both know the hood is rough.
Right by your side.
Sometimes I don't know what to do.
Try your eyes.
But I know what I gotta do.
It'll be alright.
You keep giving me the word, and I put it to song. Talk to me, I talk to them. Can't go wrong, this is the start of something strong, and this is just the start of it. Praises to you, my Lord, for letting me be a part of it. I was a kid that, been there, did that, became ashamed, so I hid that. But I ain't no longer with that. Use me as an example. If I can do it, then they can too. With the Lord behind us, there ain't nothing that we can't do.
I know you never beat him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night.
Yes, 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 yes. We want to welcome everybody back. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all have just heard Salt of the Earth with Sister Alexandra and Kendra Coe. Kendra Coe was actually the host this evening. Amen. And, of course, their primary speaker, amen, is none other than our own Bishop Mac Page.
Praise God. So we thank God, amen, for that word on today. We thank God for the testimonies. We've been busy today, y'all. We had a thousand men on the line meeting this morning on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Praise God. We just had the salt of the earth. And we have another prayer line coming up this afternoon with Sister Raquel Edwards, also from California. Praise God. So California is definitely in the house right now. We are paying tribute, hallelujah, to none other than DMX. Praise God. Amen. We've learned that he has passed away at the age of 50. Praise God, from a heart attack. Hallelujah. Amen. They're trying to say it was a drug overdose or whatever they're trying to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we know, amen, that he will be missed. He was a very influential rapper. He was one of my favorites. Praise God. Very lyrical. I know he said some stuff, amen, and a lot of people wouldn't, you know, consider holy or whatever. Praise God. But it was reality rap. If you wasn't living that, he's only talking about what he lived. Amen. And he always included God in everything. He recognized that God was the reason why he was still here. That song we got through playing called Angel. Hallelujah. Beautiful song, praise God, DMX. That was off of, and then there was X that was preceded by the prayer. Right now, we finna drop all the prayers for y'all. Praise God. We are going to continue right now with our tribute to the late, great DMX. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, you know, we got to worry about copyrights and stuff like that. So, hallelujah. Amen. We are only playing some material that we can legally play here. Amen. Praise God. Y'all hold on YouTube. We're trying to set up our other camera over here. I guess I can't do it while this is in use. Ooh, that's messed up. Okay, well, let's go back to this then. What we gonna do? Hey, amen. Like I say, DMX has just passed away. Well, not just passed away. Earlier today, I believe he passed away. I'm seeing reports of about 3 hours ago. DMX passed away. Praise God. Hallelujah. We believe he's in a better place if you believe what you're preaching. Hallelujah. If you believe what you're preaching. Now, if you don't believe what you're preaching, praise God. Hallelujah. Then I don't know why you're preaching it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all get to see behind the scenes today, y'all. Ooh, I do not like that. I do not like that at all. No, we ain't going to even roll with that. We ain't going to even roll with that. Hey, let's go ahead. We're going to see if we can get this uploaded for y'all. And then we're going to get out of here today. Once again, those of y'all out there listening live on Blog Talk Radio, we invite you to call in. We invite you to call in. That number is 516-666-9967. 516-9967. We are live right now. 516-666-9967. We are live. Praise God. This is a real radio show. This is a real podcast, guys. We're not playing around. This is the real deal. Holy field. We finna get these DMX prayers out here. And there you go. We gonna get this in here and we gonna finish our tribute to DMX and then we gonna go and get out of here. We got about a few minutes on that. Amen. Once again, we are mourning the passing of DMX. Praise God. DMX, one of the greatest lyricists of all times. Praise God. The greatest lyricist. One of the greatest lyricists of all times. one of the greatest MCs of all times, has passed away at the age of 50. Praise God. Hallelujah. So our prayers are going up for his family. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our prayers are going up for DMX's family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He will truly be missed. Amen. There's a new album coming out. If it ain't already out, amen, we will. We're gonna try to debut a little bit of that for y'all. But we're going to play these prayers and we're going to get up out of here. Praise God.
I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food. Let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength, and that's deep. You call me a sheep and lead me to green pastures. Only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask that I interpret, and give me the eyes that I may recognize a serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you'd like me to try. Unlike the devil who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You showed me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you ask for this story, I put it together to do our dogs some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see, that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, but I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange. It's got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tears. And I almost lost faith when you took my man. Monty, Faso, and Dre's brother Dad. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right. Let us pray. I thank you, Lord, for my birth and everything that's followed. I thank you, Lord, for today, and I will pray for tomorrow. I thank you, Lord, for the love of my life and a friend. I made a promise, and I'm loving my wife to the end. I thank you, Lord, for your guidance, because it's all that counts. And right here, right now, Lord, this is your house. I thank you, Lord, for a dream that came true to light. And I ask you to bless everybody in this room tonight. I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me, because I need you here with me. Without you, my life is empty. I think back how some people did me, like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray, no, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought but to start. but I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit me, please give me the strength I need to live. Bear with me. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influence so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray and ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing.